Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here live on the Rock tonight, 100.3 FM, and we're coming to you tonight live, October the 11th, the year 2004, and it's a great day. Beautiful weather here in the hills of East Tennessee. Glad to have you with us. Get your Bibles. We're going right directly to part five of our lesson tonight, Royal Blood. I'm going to talk about the kinsman redeemer, what it means to have one. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I never cease to be amazed at the love and the grace that's extended to a people that are chosen before the foundation of the world and redeemed. This is the astounding part. The redemption started, actually, with the slaying of Abel. There had to be an avenger of that blood. Did you know that blood has never been avenged? Well, matter of fact, that blood needs a twice avenging. Have you ever read the scripture in the Bible that says that the Son of God was slain from the foundation of the world? Have you ever thought about it and the impact it would make on your very spirit being to really comprehend the impact of what that's all about? It's a tremendous caseload here for the prosecuting attorney to have in the court a double murder. These were preconceived murders. I mean, it was premeditated. Murder in the first degree. Is what we're going to have to come up with a verdict. Now, the role of the kinsman redeemer had to be a family member. And I've told you that the earth was searched beneath the earth was searched. Now, what a tremendous statement. Beneath the earth was searched. Who in the world would think about making a search beneath the earth? Who's down there? Is there anybody down there? Well, Christ knew when he came, the Messiah. Now, he's the kinsman redeemer, ladies and gentlemen. He played the role of the kinsman redeemer. Then he drew up a trust contract, and as a testator, he had to suffer death for that testament to become in effect. And so then we're looking here to prosecute those who have committed murder from the righteous blood of Abel. And there's going to be an exact toll exacted and enacted, literally. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, that's figuratively, and, you know, we're just playing a little cat-and-mouse game here with the devil, and it's all for, you know, it's all in jest or all in fun, and, well, we all wash your hands and clean up, and we'll all go to dinner together. How you wish. If you're on the wrong side of the equation. Ladies and gentlemen, the role of a kinsman redeemer was not only to redeem, as I say, his role was to avenge any wrongdoing toward the kinship. And did you know that the Bible speaks about that day will come, that there will be an avenger, that he will come from the heavens in flame and fire? And I mean, he's not coming back riding a little donkey this time. He's not coming back to be batted around like a basketball or a golf ball or a tennis ball. He's not going to be material for the racket of Satan's racketeers. I mean, you know, they've had their way long enough. Their day in the sun is done. It's over. We're in the last days. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the mighty one. Oh, I can't wait. You talk about getting guns. You know, I mean, it's nice to have guns, and you should have a few to protect your home. And if the nation is invaded or subverted, we should take up arms, and that's what our population militia is all about. Of course, somebody's working overtime to get rid of the guns, just as you heard Officer Joe talking about. It's true. Guns in the hands of thieves and robbers or a subversive government would be wrong. If the populace is disarmed, then only the government and murderers and thieves and robbers are going to have guns. Well, we're not going to any time give them up soon, I don't think. Is there an attempt to be made to take them? I would think so. I think that Officer Joe explained quite well that you need to do an arms check. You also need to do a reality check. Ladies and gentlemen, as long as Satan can deceive us, and the Bible says he will, it's not a problem of being armed. It's a problem of knowing what we are armed for. That's the main key. We're destroyed not for the lack of guns. We're destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. And so then we need to really sit down and have conferences all over the United States, wherever the family of God congregates his sheep. You know, he said, sell your garment and get you a sword. You might do well to do that, especially in the day that we're living in. Because we're gonna be, you know, everything that has been taken for our freedoms and used for our freedoms is now under assault by the liberal court system that's been appointed deliberately by the enemy. The enemy's in here. We gotta recognize the enemy. I mean, you can shoot, but you gotta know who you're shooting at. If it's an enemy that can't be seen, a hidden enemy, there's your problem. I mean, the fox is in the hen house and the snake is in calling up on the egg crate. So we got to catch the snake before we can eliminate the threat to our way of life, which is to be deceived, to sleep on like Israel has been sleeping for 2,500 years? I don't think so. I mean, there's no use of waking up if we wake up and we don't know where the enemy is. We're going to have to come up to speed real quick. Something is going to have to set the house in order. Now, I've been hammering on this issue long, long, long. I've been a minister for 50 years. I've been in the charge of the King's Command for 50 years. I've been preaching the truth as I see it. And heaven help me if I'm not preaching the truth. Woe is me if I fail to declare the whole counsel of the truth. If I know something, I'm holding it back on and not affording you an opportunity to hear it. That's why that I take the time out of my life. I could be playing golf. You know, I could be nursing the grandchildren. I ain't got time for that stuff. I mean, I'm about my father's business. I'm 70 years old, but I'm still getting it. I put in 10 to 12 to 14 hours every day in pursuit of a gospel. I read, I study, I pray, I fast. I attend the festivals. I take telephone calls from around the world. People wanted to know, buddy, what is wrong with our way of Christian thinking? Our Christian thinking has been poisoned by the enemy. Tares have been sowed among us deliberately to confuse the issues and to bring out a black and white issue here that we may discern which side that we need to be on when the heat's on. Well, the heat's on. Many people are perishing for the lack of knowledge, not for a lack of gun. I mean, you got your guns, but if you don't use them, what good are they? If you're deceived and you're taken captive, that's what the Kinsman Redeemer's about, to redeem you from slavery and captivity. Brian Sampson, I mean, before he was blind, he got in the wrong playhouse. He got in the wrong barbershop. He let the wrong one cut his hair. Revealing secrets of power and the power base is something that we shouldn't do, except to be taught among our own brethren and sisters that are related in kinship. That's why the festivals are so important for us together as a family unit. We're all kin, and we've got a kinsman redeemer. We need to use him and utilize him and explain to our people who he is and what his purpose is and what it's for. It's a twofold mission. One, to redeem from slavery. You say, well, I'm not in slavery. I don't have nobody tell me I have to go to work. You have a set of bankers and a mortgage that says if you don't, skip the Malou, my darling, you hit the streets, you become homeless. You got to keep up with the Joneses. You got to make the mortgage payment. You got to put food on the table. You got to put gas in the automobile. And the way it's going, I prophesied when George H. Bush went into office that he was an oil man, that oil would be as high as it's ever been. Well, that prophecy came true for sure. Today, oil hit above $53 a barrel, highest it's ever been in the history of oil exchanges on the open market. Oh, we're going to get it down. We're going to capture all that Arab oil. Ladies and gentlemen, are you so blind that you can't see what they're doing in Iraq? Capturing the oil? Oh, yeah, they're letting a few spur lines burn, get blown up. The major oil line that is going around Iraq. It starts up in the oil fields in the northern part into the oil fields. It hooks on there and it bypasses Iraq completely. Like I say, there's a few internal spur lines that are exposed and are sabotaged. Some of them may be on purposely to divert the fact that the oil is going out the back door. I mean, you can take a public spy satellite that's been photographed. The European satellite agency released a picture here about a year ago, and it shows in the desert of Saudi Arabia going down into Tel Aviv, Israel, a pipeline that is about 16 inches in diameter, and it's running 24/7 with crude oil that's coming out of the oil fields, the northern slopes where all the major oil deposits are in Iraq. It's being pumped day and night by an enemy, not by a friend, but by enemies. Oil people have thrived. They have gotten rich under George Bush's administration. And if we got four more years of King George, you know, one of his aspiring fantasies is to be a dictator. Well, maybe we could give him 4 more years because he's done a marvelous job of dictating to the people. Did you know that? That movies now, remember back in the 70s when rock music was being, investigated? Because if you backmasked the records that you could see, subliminal messages implanted in backmasking, you could hear, voices, plainly say, Satan is God, smoke pot, LSD is cool, whatever. Suggestion for drugs and violence and things of this nature. Well, now we're reaping what we let the media exchange for our children when they go rushing to buy the CDs. $20 for a CD to subliminally suggest for you to get your children on dope. Well, that worked. I mean, now, let me show you something. Did you know, this is a scientific fact, that movies now, with our favorite movie stars, I can name a few, but I won't. But just about any popular movie by your movie heroes, your idols of Hollywood, are now being subliminally embedded with code numbers 666, 666, 666, 666. Along with other suggestive messages that are hidden in your movie houses. And of course your children bum $40 to go to the movies. You know, it's not cheap to go to the movies anymore. We're having paid through the nose to Hollywood. Run, and are always will be probably until the house cleaning. Run by a bunch of people that claim to be God's chosen people. These are the most hideous, evil people on the planet that would agree and conspire. These are the children of Cain. And you say we haven't got an enemy? The enemy is sitting right among us. You don't need a gun to shoot him. It's against the law. Our boys are going to foreign mission fields with their guns. We've been stripped of our resources, our power, and our young men deliberately for 3 wars. That are major wars, tragic loss of life, to drain our nation of its resources, of its young, outstanding men. It's a shame. And yet, we're waiting for the Red Chinese to come over here en masse, and while we're waiting, we're taken advantage of every day by the subliminal suggestions of the avoidance of our kinship. We're dissuaded by those in charge that it's illegal for us to have pride and heritage in our history. Our history has been drastically changed. Our textbooks. Instead of teaching a Christian value, we are now submitting to Bolshevik revolutionary red communism right under our nose, perpetrated and presented by the very enemy that's setting and ruling our country. This is for total control and dominion over a people that should not be controlled or have dominion over. Yeah, we need to take up arms. We need to arm ourselves with knowledge and see what's going on. We don't know that in 1933 that our gold standard was just weights and balances, was giveaway, confiscation of gold, silver, illegal to hoard it. Federal Reserve notes came in. All that was by a people that claimed to be God's chosen people. The orchestrators and the international banking community that goes along with this scheme of a shadow government. You're not now under the Republic of the United States of America. You're under the U.S. government and a shadow government. That true government was bankrupt and put into bankruptcy, and a shadow government was imposed over it. Not with common law courts, but the black robes of illegal justice by these liberal communists that are sitting in the seats of authority. And you wonder where anything? What if you had 1,000 guns? Who would you point them? Who would you point them at? What if you had a 1,000 IQ? If that was possible on the scale. I don't know what the scale is. I think 135 is considered to be a genius. I got a few friends that are. They know what the score is. My IQ, I haven't ever measured it, but with an 8th grade education, it's going to be too high. But he said, though a man, though a fool, and a wayfaring man, wasn't there therein. I mean, you know, you can smell the coffee. You know, you can only be blind. You need a kinsman and redeemer. That's what we're talking about here tonight. But you need an avenger also, because the righteous blood of the Son of God that was slain from the foundation of the world carried up unto 2,000 years ago, when again the second man from heaven came, and they killed him too. Now we've got a double witness along with everything in between. Now listen to this amazing thing. The Bible speaks of a vengeful avenger, of a kinsman ownership that will come to this earth in the latter days to avenge not only the blood of Abel 1 and Abel 2, the Messiah, sons of Yah, slain from the foundation of the world, and the one that was slain in the latter foundation of the world. But every drop, let me repeat this, every drop, again for instance, every drop of righteous blood from Abel up to Zechariah and the 14th chapter and last verse. Every drop has been shed for the kingdom principles, and kinship will be redeemed. From that point until the 400 years between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. If you'll read the book of Maccabees, it tells you when the Romans came into our little Hebrew country and they slayed all of the Hebrew children. They wouldn't bow and worship Zeus. And yet we've got Christians today that's calling on the same name that the Romans invented and brought in and deceived us. What gun are you going to use to shoot them out of the saddle? What gun is made to destroy them, that destroy you with lies, cause you to commit spiritual adultery and fornication and believe a lie to be damned? What kind of gun are you going to seek revenge with there? The only revenge that we can take on the enemy is rise above his lies and get into the truth. That's going to take a commitment of change. Be willing to change from the things that you once believed into the truth that you need to believe. The Bible says in these process in times that they, who's they? They who were delegated for the truth. What will they do with it? They will be so steeped in stupidism. I guess I'm just going the word there. I don't know where it's even proper in English or not. Stupidism. Stupidity, I guess, would be a better word. Baptizing stupidity. They're going to have to come up to speak, because you know what the Bible said? It said they will cast the truth. Who? Those who the truth was intended for. What'll they do with it? They will cast it to the ground and prosper. The truth is only two, four and about the kinsmen of the family of God. But they'll cast it to the ground. Now, why would they do that? Because they're deceived. And Satan shall deceive, shall is a positive statement, shall, and he has, onto the Broadway with a wide door, with many of those who are delegated for truth, believing now a lie, casting the truth to the ground, and will utterly perish in the gainsaying of Kor, and go to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh. Now, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. What gun are you going to use to blast ignorance out of a man's mind? Ladies and gentlemen, we're destroyed not for the lack of guns. We're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And these people that's promoting gunship are some of the biggest deceivers in the whole bunch. Now, some of them are intentionally doing it for money, making a living off of it. Some are being deceived into doing it, but some are out there righteously knowing the truth and promoting the truth, and that's good. We need a happy medium and a close 50-50 exchange on a sword and knowledge. But I'm telling you, if you don't know whose head to cut off, you're going to be like the Assyrians when they were confused in the camp and they began to kill each other. Are we going to have a revolution of gangs, warfare, street warfare, one city is vying against the other city, one group of people shooting down another group of people? Are we going to have a common cause? We're going to have to be rallied around a common cause. Samson was blind. He couldn't see. He was a strong man. He was ready, willing, and able to kill his enemy. But they had his eyes put out. You cannot fight an enemy you cannot see, find, hear, taste, smell, or touch. You say, well, buddy, the end of that story was that he got his eyesight back. Yeah, but he was still blind. He brought certain destruction to everything. He brought the house down on not only on his enemy, on himself. Are we going to be that stupid? Are we going to wake up and get with the program here and anoint our eyes with the spiritual eye salve and get out of this flesh realm long enough to get our heads screwed on straight with truthful information, and then we'll know who the enemy is? And you can reach out and touch him if you'd like to, because he's your next door neighbor. Possibly. If he drives a Lincoln Continental, if he drives a Rolls, or if he lives in a high cotton, he probably is. If he ain't carrying no bank mortgage, he's probably your enemy. He's one wrote you one. He didn't write himself one. He wrote you one. He was willing to pay usury, which is wrong. But who's doing anything about it? Your local banks are the robbers. They're sitting down there illegally, scripturally speaking, illegally robbing you. Well, the Bible said no thieves and robbers going to get into the kingdom. They ain't going to go. Because they've broken the moral, just, righteous laws of Yahweh, and you're hunting for an enemy over in Red China somewhere? He's on your local street corner, up in the high rises, writing mortgages illegally, scheming down at Jekyll Island. There's your enemy, folks. What kind of gun are you going to use to blow him out of the saddle? Say, well, we'll take care of that at the ballot box. Well, they've got you a good ballot box rigged up for this one. Two skull and bones running, vying for the post, 6-1, half a dozen the other. They don't care about your choice as long as they have the choices picked for you to choose. Have you ever really seen anything in the liberal press or on national television, Fox? I mean, that's enough right there to tell you there's a problem with that organization, Fox. And yet we'll let the fox right into our houses every night, and we'll listen to the commentators spew out their liberal, communist, Judeo manifestos, and we fall for hook, line, and sinker, because they're talking about of what one candidate would do, what the other won't do. Thank you. seducers. What kind of gun are you going to use to kill them? Got a 50 caliber waiting on your local banker? When he's writing up an illegal contract and non-scriptural confirmation of those that go down and surrender their rights of a Samson, they punch your eyes out with usury and stupidity. And then you go to your daily, weekly session of a bell box and you get all pumped up and say, yeah, that's the way it is. Glory to God. I guarantee you, if it was a truth serum that could be administered to every preacher standing in shoe leather. And I'm telling you, I'm as honest can be, and I may be in the bunch. You know, a tree, that's fruit. If truth serum, spiritual truth serum, was administered to all of the preachers in the United States, 99% would be foxes in the henhouse and snakes on the egg crate. And we're talking about kinsman redeemer. It is Satan that is rounding up and redeeming with usury, false weights and justs and balances, guns and tanks and planes is the remedy. I mean, if you don't know how to fly a plane, what's it worth to you? If you don't know how to shoot a gun, what's it worth to you? Better yet, if you don't know who to shoot at, what's it worth to you? Are we going to stay in confusion and then frail out and fight among ourselves? Or are we going to unite against the common enemy that has come in here and robbed and plundered and pillaged this nation and subjected its people to slavery? We need a kinsman redeemer, and the only way we'll get it is to hear the message of the prophets of the kinsman redeemer. It's a double-edged sword. Not only is it redemptive redeemer, it is a vengeful avenger. Oh, I like that word. Let me say that again. That sounded so sweet, rolled off my tongue so sweet and easy. I'm just going to run that by you again. A vengeful avenger. Coming back in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not the gospel. Now, what kind of gun are you going to use against that? Well, I'll get you a box of 22 shells. Glory to God, and get ready, because the red Chinese are ready to swarm over here in a minute. We're swarming everywhere else. Ain't nobody swarming over here. We're swarming in on nations and countries and peoples that we have no business of swarming in on, because we're sent there not for a righteous cause, but for the cause of the rich and the elite and the powerful and the users and the usurers. They're calling the shots. That monkey that goes around in a three-piece business suit that runs a Pentagon and smirks his face up and gives you that pragmatic approach to the fundamental weapons of mass destruction that never was. And they cover it up with their guilt, with the blood of the innocent Americans that are being shed in a place, in a country, just to get its resources or to establish a presence in the back door of the little Ishmael Arab who is now rich and dipped his feet in the oil of Asher. We're over there to take a plunder. But the Bible says that the sword will be in the house of Ishmael forever. You're not going to buy their weapons back. They're going to keep doing guerrilla tactics. They're going to get us one by one until we have another Vietnam quagmire on our hand. We're so deep in the mars of the sand, and I prophesied that there would be blood in the sand before we went, and there it is, and it's still shed. Three more today. Could have been your son or your daughter or mine. Will be tomorrow, if not now. And who sent them over there? We're fighting a rich man's war. say, oh, this is national security, Pastor Buddy. We got to vote Republican. Glory to God. You know what the Republicans are doing? They're tearing down. The Republican Party is a party for companies, executives, Enron-style people, large sums of money. Not for the common man, but for the major corporations. And the infrastructure is now being totally piecemeal dissembled. Now we're at the begging stage to keep our jobs. We'll do anything. We'll take less pay, more hours, more servitude, more blindness, more usury. What kind of gun are you going to use to shoot that out of the woods? I'm telling you, this war is greater than some unseen enemy out there. It's right in our own neighborhoods where the evil enemy dwells, sits among us, robs us and plunders and pillages day by day, and we simply do nothing about it. We cry, we bemoan, we want to get more guns, more ammunition. We want to fight a government, we want to do this and we want to do that, when it never comes. You know the success of Vietnam, fighting an enemy we couldn't see. They were expert trench diggers, tunnelers. Our boys was out there with mass weapons. We had jets. We could call them in air strike within a 30-foot radius. If we could find them, we couldn't find them. The time they was called in, the enemy would pop up, and they'd be gone, and we'd bum around. We'd kill more people. We'd kill more of our people than we did them. Until we actually, idiotically, made a fool out of herself in Vietnam, and all the boys and girls that went there in honor and courage, and the over 50,000 that shed their life, was it in vain? Yet we got a rock marble wall up there with our names in it where we can go up there and copy and trace our loved ones off, but does that bring them back? Does that, what good did it do? What came out of it? I mean, we got chased out with our tails between our legs, hanging literally on the helicopters to keep the Viet Congos little 4 foot, 6, 7, 8 inch Viet Cong with a sack of rice on their belt and a AK-47 against the mighty muscle of the great enterprise of a cause that was never proven just. Now here we are again. Back door was at the back door. We're stalling. We got to stay in there for at least 4 to 5 years before we have free elections. You're gonna have free election for a people that is tribal, Ishmael, the wild man, the sword in his house forever with a covenant from Yahweh, and you're going to battle against that? See, that's the enemy's mistake. They've gone in there as a body of a snake, and their head is going to lay in the sand and literally bleed to death. Ladies and gentlemen, we better get out quick, and we better wake up over here, and we better put in people that will be responsible for the actions of not those who are trained. Those people that look like your people, leaders over you, have you ever really wondered what bloodline they are? Well, the kinsman redeemer ain't going to come to redeem them. He's coming to avenge the blood that they have shed, the righteous blood. He had a duty of buying family members out of slavery, just as our Messiah is going to redeem us from slavery. Listen to what it says here in Romans 11, 25 and 26. There shall come a deliverer out of Zion and turn Jacob from his sleepy ungodliness. Did you know that Israel is like the story of Rip Van Winkle? We're asleep. We can't wake up. We can't smell the coffee. We don't know where the enemy is. We let these fellows tell us on the radio 24/7. You hear 24/7? That's all I've heard for the last 10 or 15 years. Well, the enemy is going to get you a gun. The government's going to try to take away your weapon, get you a gun. Have you ever thought about picking up a Bible and smelling a coffee and taking a $5,000 challenge from Pastor Buddy that you're worshiping a Jewish carpenter that never existed? There's no such thing as a millennial king savior from the tribe of Judah. He just don't exist. He never was. He's a figment of somebody's imagination that's pulled the wool, and that's where the deception is. We need to get back in the scriptures and rightly divide it and come up to speed and get us some knowledge in our noggins, and then we can put our heads together and figure out who the enemy is. And I'm telling you, it wouldn't take long. It would take long to find them, because they're sitting right on top of your money kegs and your treasuries while you're out there with your back bent low on the harvest row, blinded like Samson, grinding at the wheel of the usury tax and things of this nature that is illegally imposed upon us by a shadow government that shouldn't be. We don't know what the score is here until we wake up and smell the coffee. We've got a lot of good people in government. Ain't nothing wrong with the government. It's that the small majority in the government has seized control of it, and now with powerful paper printed money can buy any yokel, jokel, rokel, dokel that goes up there. It can be bought off or compromised with the friendly persuaders. You can be a good man. You get up there, you won't be good alone, because they'll buy you out and sell you for what you're worth, which is nothing, because they'll compromise you, throw a party and get you in bed with the wrong one, video it, and have you submitted to bribery and blackmail for the rest of your career, your political career. They know more about you than you know more about them, and that's how they win the game. We're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, not for the lack of guns. Who's going to... Well, they're coming to get them, Pastor Bunny. I'm telling you, folks, you might know how to tear down a Garland M1. I used to do it blindfolded. Doubt if I could do it now, but I used to. I have an average arsenal of guns. I'm not ashamed of my guns. I don't hunt. I don't fish. That's not what they're for. They're to protect me and my family and my kinsmen. If need be, an enemy comes in, I will be the first to volunteer, because I volunteered in 56. And I served my country. And I'm not ashamed to do it again, and I'll do it proudly to defend it, its shores against an enemy. But when the enemy is sitting among you and he's wearing a three-piece business suit and he's got a pen and a calculator, and he's doing an illegal number on you, and you have respect and have to bow to him instead of taking a sword and removing him, which is what should be done. We need common law justice here. We need to return the bench back from the black robe justices to the white robes of justice. It's the children of light that needs to sit there, not the children of darkness. And 90% of the people that are sitting in positions of power today are children of darkness. They work for the wrong side. And we wonder what the guns are for. Well, I am Chinese, and I'll glory to God when they come over here. Now, remember, I'm warning you, they're coming. What the hell are they going to come back for? We're going to be broke. What do they want to come over here for? We're sending everything we got over to have them to make it, to ship it back to Wally World, where we can get it on a lumber up and down the aisles with our buggies, so overweight and bloated with corrupt food, genetically altered food, and all this crap that we're doing, and we wonder where the enemy is. We got to get a gun to shoot him. You know, I marvel at people's lack of discernment to figure out where in the heck and what's going on. It's high time we rose up out of sleep and smell the coffee perking. You know, the Father has prepared us a table. We'll come back to kinship redemption. And remember the two-part role of the kinsman redeemer. Not only was he to bring the redemptive power back into vogue, but he was also to avenge the blood of the kinsman. You know, I tell you what, that's a double-edged sword. And it does cut both ways. You're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. There's more people dying for the lack of knowledge than for the threat of some enemy out there that's sitting over there in China. What do the people in China want to come over here for? What's left? Ain't no factories over here. Well, they'll come over here and take away our McDonald's. No, they won't. They've got probably now as many or will soon have more McDonald's in China than you've got here in the United States. We're just waking up to the fact now that McDonald's food is not all that healthy, and maybe we ought to avoid them. You know, I've been preaching that for 30 years, ever since the Golden Arches went up, and the people that brought it in had a plan. And it's worked out quite well to get your children with a good dose of hormones in their bodies. The males growing breasts as large as the females now, and the females at 9, 10 years old having Dolly Parton-sized breasts because they're eating all of the foods that are genetically altered to produce puberty before its time. And now the children know 10 times what you know or you knew back when you knew what you did. And you know too much is too good for you 50 years ago. But think about what the children know now. Children 50 years ago as compared to children now. The children now know 50 times what people 50 years ago knew, which wasn't very much, but was enough to, you know, to get you in trouble with the school ma'am. If you got caught teaching the girl in the wrong place, and that happened back in 50 years ago, I know. But I guarantee you one thing, they didn't have no 800 number to call and to call your parents to say that the teacher, the school ma'am, just warmed your fanny up real good for violating some covenant law of the scriptures, which was read, write, and arithmetic, and those four subjects was good enough, and they taught honesty and hard work and discipline. And the things that you couldn't get away with then, you certainly can get away with them now. Because, I mean, you know, they got an 800 on you. You battle your child now, you go to jail. They got the ACLU down on your case with hard lawyers with an expense account furnished by the enemy. And I wouldn't want to get into that because you might begin to get the message. Certainly ain't over in Red China. Your enemy's not sitting in Red China. Or Russia, or Germany, they've got their problems. Now all the infrastructure of America has been piecemealed out and taken down to these countries that we're talking about to be our, it's an economic enemy, and we're now going to be sub-third world country, and 50 years from now, we're going to be, as Pat Buchanan wrote a book, The Decline of the West, we're headed that way. We're a service-oriented company now. All your major steel industry, if it wasn't for automobiles, right now the United States would be flat broke. But we still excel in technology. But that's leaving fast because the Japanese and China and India, communication, you may make a call to your neighbor down here, you know, in the next state over, and that call will be routed through India or China. Or some foreign exchange with someone pushing the buttons there at about $15 less than it would be over here for you to do the same work. 15 to 18 bucks. That's going to the automobile, the steel industry. Piecemeal. Infrastructure being taken down piece by piece, slowly, subtly, and before you know it, we're going to be a nation of perverts. Of Sodom and Gomorrah capabilities with nothing but to entertain one another with eating and drinking and beaming. We're coming to that. And we wonder what in the heck's going on. Well, I guess I've rambled enough here tonight. Praise Yahweh. Didn't even think I'd get in there on this subject because I'm talking about kinsmen and dreamer and the royal blood of King coming to redeem a people. But listen, folks, we've got to get up to speed here before we can recognize the enemy. Yeah, get you a gun. Buy you a sword. Because you're going to need one. Because it's going to be pretty soon, and you're going to have to go out and buy for your food. There ain't going to be no squirrels to shoot. Because they've infested the mountains and the ranges where you used to hunt with rattlesnakes, and now they're an endangered species, so they fill up the places where you used to hunt. These hills down here where we used to hunt, now is all federal land. I live right in the Smoky Mountains, and it's federal here and federal there. You can't walk 2 miles without violating some federal law. You can't even pull up a blade of grass. You're violating some ecology law. I'm telling you, we're in a terrible. The nation that the Father chose as a model nation of the blessing pack of the house of Joseph has now been turned into a shamble by the lying people that claim to be God's chosen people. And by the Zionist Christian agenda that those who have bought into it through the serpent, the venom of the serpent, has blinded the eyes of Jacob and being destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and all we can scream for is a gun. You give a blind man a gun and he'll become his worst enemy. And that's what these promoters of guns have nothing against getting guns. Like I say, I've got my share. Get you a gun if you don't have any, for heaven's sake. But at least get the knowledge to know what you're going to use it for if you have to use it. Like Dale said, I've met the enemy and it's us. We're our worst enemy. We better come up to speed and get on board here. Well, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284 New Tazewell, Tennessee, zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy. You want to write me? Do so. I return all mail. Would it be negative, Bobby? You got your rights to negatize me if you'd like to. Find fault with me if you'd like. I mean, get a ticket and get in line. I'm preaching a gospel that's not very popular. I'm certainly not down at your local church on the corner with a steeple. You won't find me down there. You won't hear my message down there. Because it's not 501(c) affiliated. My message is not there. You'll find my message here on 100.3 FM and around the world on internet through satellite connection. WWCR, 5070, Sunday night at 8 o'clock. That's where you find my message. And what I've got to say, I hope and trust that I've said it in the grace of a living creator, that if you're a kinsman, you understand what I'm talking about. We're in a terrible strait. We're worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Folks, we're done past the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, the Father's got a set time to bring this thing down. And you better be ready when he does, because he said, if I catch you eating, drinking with a drunken, you're going to be judged with him. So that's what I'm warning you about. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284 New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip, 37824. My telephone number is area code 423-626-2172. My email's tonight, if you'd like to buzz me on your computer set, if you're downloading this message tonight live. Well, then you can do so. That's just simply BUDDY, lowercase, buddy1@centurytale.net. That's all you got to have. Buddy1@centurytale.net. That's BUDDY@CENTURYTEL.NET. That's simple. If you like communicating with me, I'd be more than obliged to return you a call or your email, and we'll chat a little bit. Praise Yahweh. Well, I'll see you tomorrow night.